Welcome back. 4:51, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And a rare Monday appearance from star of Fox News, Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor for the opinion pages. I saw you on TV just a little while ago.
Did you, Andy?
Yeah, I'm telling you. You look fantastic.
You okay?
You look fantastic. You made a lot of sense. And I even see where Ann Coulter tweeted a message, something to the effect that you're a pretty darn good spokesperson and you'd make a go in for the NRA.
She did, and that was so nice of her to say that. And of course, I think Wayne LaPierre is doing a completely fantastic job on his own, but you know, sometimes it might help to have a female face.
Yeah.
Gun issues.
Yeah, I certainly agree. All right, I want to get into a couple things with you. First of all, the photograph that came out over the weekend, Obama the skeet shooter. Did you find that as hokey as I did?
Absolutely. Andy, I have to say my first reaction was, he's not shooting skeet. I mean, you shot skeet. I've shot skeet.
Yeah.
It's in the air. I don't understand why he's focusing the gun forward. I mean, I think that the photo is real. I just think he was shooting at something directly in front of him, and that's not skeet. And I thought it was so amusing. I mean, a lot of people, there's a lot of us online, and I wrote a couple stories about this on the photo because the I got to the CEO of Browning because the one dealer I spoke with guessed it was a Browning rifle, and the CEO of Browning told us at the Washington Times it is a Browning rifle, especially for Clay. Well, in all of that, I thought was so interesting is maybe he was shooting traps, and that's why he was going forward. So some other reporter must have had the same idea and asked Jay Carney on the plane out to Minnesota today, was the president shooting trap, not skeet, even though he claimed he shot skeet all the time. And Jay Carney said he wasn't an expert on that, and neither did the president, and couldn't answer that question.
Uh-huh. Well,
that's the most ridiculous thing I'd ever heard.
Well,
I don't know if I was playing basketball or soccer. I just don't know.
All right, well, I can tell you, having shot trap and having had a Browning Satori, the over and under, the one that I'm looking at in this picture appears to be the skeet version because it has very short barrels. And in skeet, you use 26-inch barrels, if I recall correctly. And in trap, you use anything from a 30 to a 34-inch barrel. And when I looked at the gun, I immediately thought, all right, well, that's a skeet gun. And, I mean, I didn't have the deluxe version with the gold inlay and all that stuff that Obama was using, but I certainly recognized the gun. And I also recognized that he really wasn't holding it like an individual who had used it before, okay?
I mean, kind of funny. He's, like, standing straight up.
Yeah, and he's got the pad, like, out all the way at the end so that when he runs the risk of actually having a glance off his shoulder from the recoil, and I'm thinking, well, maybe he has, and maybe he just doesn't have the right instructor, but I find that a little suspect, you know?
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, I think the whole photo thing backfired in the White House.
Yeah.
And they obviously released it for the purpose of showing that he's not anti-gun, that he can support the Second Amendment. But every gun owner who's ever shot a shotgun, or you probably have any gun owner in general, looked at the picture and thought he looked like a complete goofball. I mean, it just didn't have
yeah.
It didn't have the intended effect it had at all.
No.
I mean, it's totally backfired on him. I mean, exactly as you said, his stance is so bizarre, and he looks really uncomfortable, and he's wearing mom jeans. I mean, the whole thing is very bad.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just sort of no upside to it.
Yeah, and the other thing I loved is that initially, when the photo came out, a lot of the news organizations reported Obama shooting a rifle. They didn't even know the difference between a rifle and a shotgun.
Exactly, and it's on my gun blog today. Several big operations, the AP said it was a rifle. The New York Times actually had to leave their correction up, which the correction was original story said Obama was shooting a rifle. In fact, it was a shotgun. And the New Yorker still has the mistake listed. It's really just amazing to me how few reporters in mainstream media know just the basics of firearms. I mean, a rifle and a shotgun are not the same thing. I mean, they just function differently. And it's so interesting in this whole gun debate where these reporters think that an assault weapon somehow operates differently than any other rifle, yet think a shotgun and a rifle operate exactly the same.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, whereas an assault rifle is a rifle, no matter what, the one bullet comes out, it comes out straight, it's one trigger pull. Whereas, you know, a shotgun, for those people who aren't gun owners, is a shell with tiny little pellets that go spray in a wide area so you can catch things like hunt birds or clays. And Whereas a rifle is just, you know, the one round. So, it's just amazing to me that, especially with this issue coming into the forefront, being one of the most important things the president's doing this year, that the New York Times, the AP, have a reporter who's dishing a rifle and a shotgun.
Yeah, it is pretty frightening. All right, now today he headed out to Minnesota and using a backdrop of, 100 or so police officers from the state, he went on to say the same thing he's been saying over the past month or so, that we've got to do something, we've got to change gun laws, but yet he never really outlined specifically what he wanted to do. And it's almost as if he's in the campaign mode.
Well, he's definitely in the campaign mode. I mean, that's what this is all about. He was actually pretty exact, Andy. He said, I want an assault weapons ban. I'm not giving up on that. I want a 10-round magazine limit, and I want a universal background check. And what's going on here is Obama has hit sort of a wall with Congress because the Republican House and a lot of the Democrats, especially also in the Senate, don't want to pass a gun ban. They know that the assault weapons ban did not work 10 years, that was in place for 10 years. They know that arbitrary limits on magazines will not do anything to reduce crime. So they're kind of resistant to all his push. But so what he's doing is he's doing two things. He's going around the country, and he's using appeal of emotion. So he just keeps repeating things like, we can't have another Newtown. We have to care about each child's life. I mean, he never says factual things. He never says that. He says, oh, we need to close a gun show loophole. He doesn't say that less than 1% of all criminals in jail got their guns from gun shows. He'll say, we have to take military-style weapons off the street. But he doesn't say that there are no military-style weapons on the street. Because if a criminal is walking down the street with a military-style weapon, people would run away. It would not be a very effective tool for assault on the street. I mean, it just makes no sense. He just sort of makes this stuff up. He says it. But, you know, when you see him, you're the president of the United States, you're on TV, you're in someone's home state, you're surrounded by police officers, and no one challenges him on this stuff, he gets away with it. And, you know, it is affecting public opinion a lot. And over majority now, people support the so-called assault weapons ban, and that's up about 10% in the last 2 years. And it's been Obama push. So, you know, what he's trying to do is get around Congress by having the people in the country pressure Congress on the outside. And he also has this secondary plan, which has been very effective, which is to get the states to push for new gun laws. And that's what we saw happen in New York a couple weeks ago. And that's what's going to happen in Connecticut and in Maryland, even just on Wednesday. They're having a major hearing on this huge bill that would completely change Maryland's gun laws.
Mm. All right, Emily. Well, listen, we're going to talk again on Wednesday afternoon. We'll get back into this and some other things you've been talking about, including Obama's corporate jet obsession. We'll do that on Wednesday afternoon. Great to have you on the program again. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. Emily Miller, senior editor of the opinion pages here at the Washington Times.